Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like, in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
All right, Sedano and Capper here. Afternoon show right around the corner. And boys, we were just talking about the clock mismanagement at the end of Monday Night Football last night. Cap, you've worked a lot of those games over the years. Can you think of a time, I couldn't off the top of my head, think of a time that the clock was managed worse than that? Can you?
No, but well.
You get it.
Yeah. Is this thing working here?
Yeah, now you're good.
This thing?
No, it's not that. Just talking to the mic.
I know, but I got this like Janet Jackson sort of deal. Like,
what have you done for me lately? Yeah.
I know he used to do bleep for you, but what has he done for you lately?
Yeah. I wanted to use. Can I use it? Can I actually? Oh, hey, how about this? Nah, I don't like it.
A part of the
rhythm nation.
I knew he would go.
Well, you are dressed in all black like she was in that video.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You know, mismanagement, John Ireland. Whose fault was that?
The coach?
Well,
exclusively?
I mean, mostly.
Russell Wilson has been around the block a few times. But here's the thing, Cap, that I was marveling at. These teams have, and you know this because you've covered the NFL, 20 assistant coaches.
Yeah.
Nobody's
in a headset going,
nobody
coach,
said, coach,
timeout.
Let's we have three timeouts left. Why don't we use one and decide what we want to do?
But I also, listen, there's a lot of people to be blamed, I think, if I'm the Broncos. And I'm sure you guys have seen by now, but Nathaniel Hackett has come out, their coach.
He was like on speed in his press conference after the game. He was talking like, an auctioneer. Sold!
But, like, I blame the coach, obviously. But it's also his very first game as a head coach. Not that I'm making an excuse for him.
I mean, sounds like you are.
But I'm just like, Russell Wilson, like, you look up at the clock. It's 4th and 5. We got 3 timeouts left. It's a minute to go.
Anybody can call timeout.
Right. Yeah. I'm calling a timeout.
Well, he apparently said today,
that's a good point,
according to one of the reporters in Denver, that he says, looking back at it, we definitely should have gone for it.
Yeah, that's what Nathaniel Hackett said. That right. So, so that's like this afternoon. That's what Hackett said. Is that, of course, you know, I've gone back. I've studied the film. Now that I've seen the film, now I know that that's what we should have done.
That's what we do on our show.
Is we
go back and study the film.
Right.
The film.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, look. It costs him a game, maybe, right? If Russell Wilson goes for it.
You don't know if he's getting it.
You don't know if he's getting it.
Right.
And
but you got a better shot.
I always think it comes down to who would you rather put the ball, whose hands do you want the ball in at the end of a game? You want it in your defense's hands? Do you want it in Russell Wilson's hands? Or do you want it in the kicker's hands? Well, no offense to the kicker, but it's a 64-yard try. That's not nothing. But I will say, in his brain, I bet the thought of, if he kicks it now with all this time left on the clock, they have a minute left to go try to score on us.
I've heard you
so
say
maybe
that.
We're going to
too much
take
time.
Too much time.
Yeah, but they didn't even
score. Yeah, but too much time with Geno Smith, I don't know.
Right, they didn't score in the second half.
Good point.
I thought you've got 3 timeouts left. That's a completely different game if you use one there.
Yeah. Well, did you guys stick around just after the kick was missed?
Wait, when they called timeout, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman and the producer and director clearly thought they were going to go for it when they called timeout. They were going to huddle up because they went on camera to talk.
Right.
And then they had to abruptly end it because the field goal unit was coming out.
Right. Did you guys stick around for the remainder of the game after the kick was missed?
I think after he missed it,
I
turned on Legacy.
I turned on the Emmys,
Because after that, they started using their remaining timeouts.
Yes.
It's like, dude, there's 13 seconds left. What are you planning on doing?
Just to be jerks, they did it. Yeah.
Just to be like, oh, I can't leave timeouts up there on the scoreboard. Yeah. There's just so much blame to go around. But here's the thing. In the world of analytics now in every sport, here's what you would know. That guy's a great field goal kicker, McManus.
Yep.
He never kicked a 64-yard field goal before. He's kicked a 61-yarder, but never a 64-yarder. Heard you say it earlier. In the history of the NFL, there's only been
2 kicks longer than that.
Right. Yeah. And there's only been like a very small number of kicks over 60 yards. And ESPN put up a stat earlier today. I don't know if you guys saw it, but Russell Wilson in his career on 4th and 4 to 4th and 6th, so Matt, he's at 4th and 5.
Right.
He was 57% in picking up 4th downs.
And so whatever the analytics are, definitely would have favored Russell Wilson.
100%.
Yeah.
But more than that, just pure football common sense. We went and got that guy. We gave up a lot to get that guy.
Yeah, you don't have Drew Lock on your team anymore.
Right, we gave up.
Well, they traded him. No, he's still there. He was on the sidelines.
No, Drew Lock in Seattle.
Right.
Not in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
That's my point. They don't have Drew Lock anymore if you're Denver. Yeah.
But to think that's our franchise quarterback, and we chose to go to our kicker from 64. 47, 52, 55, maybe.
Yeah.
But not from 64.
You put him in an impossible spot.
It felt like it just got away from him.
Definitely should have gone for it.
Yeah.
Well, now he's saying he would have got. Hey, I want to play something else that happened last night. This was on the Manning cast with Peyton and Eli. And you can tell they were surprised. The first 30 seconds of this is the reaction when Russell Wilson took the field. And they were just shooting crowd shots. And everybody in the crowd wasn't just booing. They were screaming boos at Russell Wilson. And then you'll hear Peyton and Eli comment on it. Here it is. And every shot is just a fan booing right here.
I've seen it all.
Peyton, have you ever been personally booed? I think that's what that is. That's not like booing Denver. That is booing Russell Wilson personally.
I agree with you. Those are all personal boos. You can just tell the difference. I know you have when you played against the Chargers. I don't think I have necessarily.
I was personally booed. Yeah. Oh. Boo. That's a personal boo right there.
Eli, the point is Broncos fans are happy to have Russell Wilson, right? These boos are going to calm down. Broncos fans are glad to have him. That's all he's going to be worried about here in a couple of plays.
They're not going to calm down tonight.
I got a trivia question for you about the Broncos.
Okay.
All right. So Russell Wilson yesterday had 340 passing yards. Okay. That is the now the franchise record for the Broncos in a debut.
Okay.
Who did he surpass?
Take a guess.
Okay. Now, the obvious choices would be Peyton Manning, John Elway.
I think it's either going to be somebody like we're not thinking of, like Jake the Snake Plumber, or maybe, I'm going to go off the board. Jay Cutler.
Oh, I like that.
I'm going to really go historic on you here.
Yeah.
Craig Morton.
Okay.
Ramona.
I'll roll with Cutler, too. I like that choice.
Former Ram Case Keenum.
No way.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
329 yards previously.
All right, George, why boo Russell Wilson if you're a Seahawks?
Because they're not stupid. No matter what Russell Wilson said about, was it a year or so ago where the reports had come out, there was a list of teams. He's like, I don't know what list of teams. I don't know what's happening here.
So they think he's disingenuous.
Yeah, they think he's a phony. So they just realize, you know what? Screw you. You didn't want to be here. We knew now you didn't want to be here for longer than just this past offseason. So the hell with you.
But Cap, he took him to two Super Bowls and was a great quarterback.
Yep.
Great, this one reminded me when the Laker fans booed Shaq when he came back from Miami. And I looked around and went, what are you people doing?
Yeah, but I think that in this instance, they loved Russell Wilson, and not only did he force his way out, but he kind of badmouthed them on the way out. And
fan is short for fanatic, so they can, like, booing him is not like, it's not like they were saying, I mean, we couldn't hear, but my guess is there wasn't anything within earshot that was something that he felt offended by. It was just, hey, screw you, you're not with us anymore. You're not on our team.
No,
you're
he
not
didn't
wearing
feel,
our cloth.
He didn't feel offended. You know why? Because after the game, when he showed up, which, by the way, that suit that he wore to the game, that silver suit.
Seafoam. Yeah. Green.
Is that what that?
It was green. It was green.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was silver.
Do you have, you colorblind?
I just think maybe my TV was calibrated differently. Yeah. That's all. But I looked at it and went, that's a really cute suit. But then after the game when they lost, I was like, that's a really bad suit.
I thought the same thing because we all were laughing, not laughing when he walked in, but I was like, whoa, that's quite the suit walking in. And he had the bow tie and everything, and it was very shiny.
Yeah.
And it was like seafoam green. And then after, like, it's one thing to walk in. I thought it was sort of a homage to the Seahawks color scheme, right, that they have up there. But boy, he did not look good. And it reminded me, like, Mina Kimes, our friend Mina Kimes, she was on social media. And she went pretty hard on the Broncos winning that game in the pregame predictions. She said, like, if Seattle wins this game, I'll go on all the shows. Book me on all the shows, like, kind of putting herself out there. And then she quote-tweeted herself, like, damn it. Now I have to go on all the shows. Mina's a Seahawks fan, and she was, like, kind of hurt by the Russell Wilson of it all.
Yeah.
So I think it's – Look, a lot of people were wrong about this. Like, everyone was like, bet the house on the Broncos. Right. Like,
not me.
Seattle's.
You and I took the Seahawks plus the points yesterday.
We didn't even need the
points. Wrong. I was on the way Broncos. I'm
home dogs.
Home dogs. The only one that lost was the Rams.
Really? They lost, yeah.
Yeah. I got to pick more home teams.
John, you
especially
I heard you
with
say,
6.5 points.
Yeah.
But I heard you say earlier that about Paul Hackett when he was a coach at USC.
Yeah, I liked him.
So did I. So Paul Hackett was my college coach.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I was just telling this story of this guy the other night because he was telling me that he went to the University of Dayton. And when I hear Dayton, I think of Gruden. And so I was telling this guy this story. I think I was like 21 years old. I'm like a junior maybe in college. And our coach, Paul Hackett, calls me. And I'm just the kicker. So I it's not like he called me because I was anybody special. It's just that my roommate was the quarterback. And so Hackett worked directly with our quarterback. And so after practice, they'd go up and study film. And I'd be sitting outside the film office, like twiddling my thumbs. And Hackett would go, get in here and learn something about football. So I get this call one day from Hackett. And he goes, hey, tonight I want you to come over to the house for dinner because I want to introduce you guys to a new coach that's going to join the staff. So I said, okay, coach, we'll be there, of course. So it's me, my roommate, who's now the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns. And
is that Alex Van Pelt?
Right.
Yeah.
And a coach that they were introducing us to, this guy's little guy, just come in from the University of Tennessee. His name was John Gruden.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Paul Hackett and his son, Nathaniel Hackett, who at the time was about a 10-year-old little ball boy. Huh.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, I watched this kid last night. I'm like, how did this happen? How did this kid become an NFL head coach?
Did you feel like you hadn't made it very far? In your
life? As I'm now looking back.
Looking back.
I'm going, wait a second.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. Okay, because I want to play something for you guys before we get out of here. I've played this a couple of times today.
Before you move on from Monday Night Football, though, I do have something real quick. Were you going to say something about Monday Night Football?
No.
So yesterday, for those that say, Cappy, that the broadcast team doesn't affect ratings and games and the type of games that you get, yesterday on Monday Night Football, they got 1.5 million, which is the most they've gotten on Peyton and Eli, but a total between the two of 19.85 million viewers. Most watched Monday Night Football game since 2009.
Wow.
Good for them.
Doesn't shock me, though.
Good game,
it was a great game.
And
great
by the way,
storyline.
You know that there are two Monday night games this week?
Yeah, normally it's week one.
Week one, but they wanted to have Russ back to Seattle all to itself.
Right.
All right, here's the other thing I wanted to play for you guys. The Emmys, which, by the way, George... even more impressive, those numbers you just read. They went head to head with the Emmys and just buried them. Emmys were the lowest rated Emmys ever.
I don't watch enough of those shows to watch the Emmys.
I didn't even know the Emmys were happening.
My wife watched the Emmys.
If it wasn't for you two guys yesterday talking about it, I wouldn't have even known it was happening.
So Shirley Ralph, who's an actress, is on that show, Abbott Elementary, and she gave her speech last night.
But that show looks funny.
And it did very
well. What's
it on? ABC.
And so she gave her speech last night, and I love this message because all four of us, have picked a business where. You got to start in small towns and work your way up. And you don't make any money in the beginning. And the whole time you're asking yourself, do I have to quit and go get a real job? And I think the other profession that's true about is acting. Because if you want to be an actor, you're going to get the door slammed in your face a million times. And I thought this message that she gave last night is the same thing when young people call me that are in small towns and working their way up. The one thing I always leave them with is, don't give up, because a lot of people, when I got out of UCLA, 23 people went into sports casting. I'm the only one left. Everybody else went and got real jobs. Listen to Cheryl Lee Ralph after she won Best Actress, Supporting Actress for a Comedy last night.
To anyone who has ever, ever had a dream and thought your dream couldn't come true, I am here to tell you that this is what believing looks like. This is what striving looks like. And don't you ever, ever give up on you, because if you get a Quinta Brunson in your corner, if you get a husband like mine in your corner, if you get children like mine in your corner, and if you've got friends like everybody who voted for me, cheered for me, loved me, thank you, thank you.
That's good.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, Harrison Ford, the great actor, remember when he did American Graffiti, he was a struggling actor, and then all of a sudden, Han Solo came along, then Indiana Jones came along, and somebody interviewed him and said, why do you think you're now finally getting these roles? He goes, it's a war of attrition. Yep. All my friends that I went to acting school with got out of the business. He goes, they needed a certain age, and I'm the right age, and there weren't that many people to pick from. But I thought her message was great.
I also think, John, one thing I always think about, I was able to, when I was first starting the business, I was able to live at home for a couple years.
Save a little dough.
Save a little dough and pay off my college loans, okay?
We should just wait until Joe Biden became president, and then he would have paid him off for
you. Yeah, not nearly enough. There was a lot of college loans. Stanford was expensive, right? Even
bet.
Then.
Should be.
How long did it take you to do that?
About 5 years. But I was living at home for a couple of those years, and I just, like, chunked it out. You know, like, I just... Like it's
all your paychecks went right to covering the loans.
Yeah, and I had a lot of support from my family, like financially. So I mean, I could live at home. I got my mom's old car, so I didn't have a car payment. There was just like I had very, very low expenses, so that even though I wasn't making hardly anything at the beginning, I could just pay everything off. Like I just pay off all my debt. Not everybody has that, and that is very just socioeconomic and in status. Like you don't. That I'm very aware of the privilege that I had to be poor. Does that make sense?
To live like a poor
starting off journalist.
We have imparted two pieces of wisdom as we leave the show today. Number one, don't ever give up on you. And number two, live with your parents as long as humanly possible to save that dough. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Sedano and Cap in studio together, and they're next.
Whoa!
ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Nearly 4:15 in the Southland. It is Sedano and Cap.
Momo, I'll call you.
Yeah, call Momo. We'll wait a moment here for everybody to get settled.
No, I'm settled.
No, there was a lot of crosstalk after the crosstalk.
Yeah.
So nobody's ready.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm not.
And, I mean, whatever. You're never ready, but whatever. Hi, Linz.
Hi.
She's not.
What is,
keto snacks? Yeah, he says you're not giving him snacks. What's the problem here?
She wants to jump the bit.
Right, that's it. Let's.
Well, there's a reason why we're playing the Muppet Show, but we'll play it again at 5:30. Let's start the show, Laura.
Wait, no, I want to talk. Okay, we can do that after.
Well, no, Sedano and Cap, are you ready, Cap?
I'm not.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, you're such a diva, bro.
Live Imaging Tuesday.
Ba da ba. Just start doing that. Ba ba da ba. Keep doing it. Ba ba da ba. Do ba da ba.
Why are you wearing a headset?
Well, so I usually bring my
There's
own
four
cans.
Four pairs of headphones in front of you.
Yeah, and?
Why don't you use the more professional ones right there?
Well, these are the ones that were here, okay? And I was looking, but I can't find the adapter for...
You don't need an adapter. You just stick it in the little hole, the 1/8.
The little hole, you know?
He wouldn't know.
Great start to the afternoon show, guys.
Didn't know.
I mean, Cappy.
Wait, you guys are blaming this on me?
Yeah, you've been here for a year.
Because I couldn't find the... Yeah, I got no patience for you today.
Here we go.
I will have no patience for you today.
Here we go.
None, zero.
Here's the amazing thing.
I mean, we need to stop coming together on Tuesdays, I think.
Cappy's really mad today. Lindsay's really mad.
Why is everybody so mad?
I don't know.
I'll be mad too. No, I'm just kidding.
I got a giant knot in my neck. I can't move my neck.
Yeah, what's your problem?
Yeah. Stress.
Hold on, guys.
What's your problem?
Hold on.
Stress.
What's your deal? Stress.
Yeah, let's
Why
start with
you
Cappy.
Stressed?
You are really mad. I can see it in your eyes.
That's it.
Let's do it again.
Ready?
Oh, yeah?
Come on, Cappy.
Sedano and Cap, your Tuesday afternoon right now.
Yeah!
Bam! Ba-dum-bum. Bam!
Bam! Ba-dum-bum. Do da 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 ba da ba ba
it do.
All right, now why? Let's leather couch. Do we have like leather couch music? Like
yes,
like,
I have you. Yeah. I got that for you.
Let's get some music for like that would be on the leather couch. I'll play psychologist here.
Listen, in Cappy's defense, there was a lot going on there during the shift change there.
Yeah. The shift change. Shift like a line change like in hockey.
Ireland was telling some story. Hey, George, so
he was telling me a story. It was that.
And then Ramona's losing her stuff.
Well, yeah. you had three people that are in the league, you know, and those three people had
the
things to
story,
talk about.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the Sarver story.
Do you guys like this music?
No interest.
Like the other one.
There's no reason to talk about the Sarver story. You know why? Because we're all in agreement. Robert Sarver, not a good dude. So there you go.
The best thing about Super Crosstalk while you continue to get yourself settled was every time George tried to throw something in, you could hear John with a counter in his head just waiting for you to finish.
Yeah.
Hey, let me play something else for you, George.
There was very little fun on Super Crosstalk.
Easy now. That's a hot button. I don't want to get on that.
Oh, really?
Why? Just say,
well, you know.
What happened?
Well, remember, he gets mad when we say that.
I'm just saying it wasn't that fun. Greg walked out.
So seriously, what's wrong with you? Is there a problem?
Well, we can talk about my neck later
on. My neck, my back?
But let's talk about why you're so upset.
I'm not upset.
No, you got mad.
All right,
You will not blame this on me.
We have leather couch music on right now. Okay,
well, there was mayhem going on in here, and everybody just pointed at me like, we can't start because of you.
Well, we couldn't.
Well, you could have.
I mean, sort of.
The intro to the show is your catchphrase.
I know, but I couldn't get my headset together.
People only know you for that.
That's the only thing.
Without that, what do you got?
I got zip.
Wrong, motherfucker.
Yeah. I got zero. By the way, you are having a spectacular hair day, if I do say so myself.
It is a nice hair day.
No,
now, we have the leather couch music on. We're starting the show there. All right, let's start with ladies first. Lindsay, so why does Christopher feel like you're not in a good mood and you're not giving him keto snacks?
Well, let me start
I'm in a great mood, but I overheard Chris making fun of my keto snacks in the hallway, so I said, fine, you won't get any.
But you understand, we didn't.
George and I specifically walked right next to you so you could hear it. And I said, we're going to do it on air.
Yeah. And he said, no keto snacks. I'm like, what's happening? He's like, I don't know. Maybe she's in a bad mood.
I had one of her keto lemon cookies.
Yeah, I did. I gave Cap a whole bag.
But usually you come in first to give me keto snacks. You didn't even say hello this time.
Wow.
Well,
so that's why Shidano and I made a point of saying it so you could hear it so we could do it on the air.
Well, as Shidano will attest to.
Shidano.
We had our show prep chat later than we normally do.
We did.
So I was in my office getting sound and stuff ready. So
she
that's
was.
Why.
Yeah. She was very focused also, by the way.
I get
she
very
was.
Flustered and when things very. Aren't prepared, you know?
She
not
was.
Cappy.
She was focused.
He's not flustered at all.
No, not me. I'm fine.
Yeah. All right.
So, I'm never really prepared.
So that was it. We got a late start today, we for one reason or another. I was also doing some stuff, so we got a little bit of a
late
start.
Hold on, George. I want to play something for you.
So, what do you want to play for me?
Wrong, mother!
That's what you want to play?
That was.
I think this is going whack-a-doodle right now.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, Linz. Go ahead.
I just want to say, when I was looking at Twitter and social media after the Emmys yesterday, I was like, oh, I know Ireland's playing this tomorrow on their show. I know it.
Ireland loves a great speech. It was a great speech.
Very, very
Nothing
inspiring.
Wrong with the speech. You know, just a little, you know.
Little what?
Long?
Long and like out of place, I guess, for that time, you know.
Ma'am wanted to be inspired. Ma'am wanted to send a positive message, positive vibrations throughout Los Angeles that, hey, don't quit on yourself, man.
You know whose speech I loved was this lady here, Stifler's mom. Jennifer Coolidge?
Stifler's mom was there?
Yeah, she won an Emmy.
What? Really?
For what?
Yeah.
What's she in?
For
she
White
in?
Lotus. She was great in that movie. It's an HBO show.
I've never seen it.
It's really good.
I know Succession won. That's all I cared about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They won, did they win, like, best series?
Best series. Tom won for best supporting actor, and then the writer, right? Director, somebody wrote?
I got to get back into Succession.
How did you get out of it?
What if I gave you, my own speech?
What kind of speech?
Inspirational speech.
What do you got?
How about this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
Not working hard? Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square. Take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive.
He has no idea. Oh, my God.
Wait, of course I have an idea.
I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life.
You know, it's one of my favorite George Sedano songs. Not a Pitbull song. It's one of my favorite George Sedano songs.
That's my only inspiration right there. That speech was very inspirational. But I also feel like that song is also inspirational.
You want mine?
The lyrics, at least. You I don't want know my, about the a song. The song is happy.
You want my inspirational one?
Go ahead.
Get ready, everybody. Get ready to rock.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Everybody from the 313, put your mother effing hands up and follow me. Yeah. Come on. You guys know that one?
No.
Not really.
You don't know that song.
I thought you were going to go Tonight is the Night.
Look. Now, while he stands tough, notice that this man does not have his hands up.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
We're doing
that's
this.
Right. This free world's got you gassed up. Now, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? One, two, three, and to the four.
Like,
one Pac, two Pac, three Pac, four. Four Pac, three Pac, two Pac, one. You're Pac, he's Pac. No Pac, none. How's that for inspiration?
There you go. I'm very inspired now.
Chris?
Now, what is your problem today?
No problem.
I think Laura, I know
give
his,
me the music again.
I know his problem.
Yeah. What is it?
There's been a lot of Insta stories and Instagram posts from Rachel.
Really?
That haven't included Cappy recently.
Oh. Well, is this because she's still upset? Do you know the story about her like not being thrilled about him watching football all weekend long?
Well, that's your job. I mean, honestly, we all have to watch football all weekend long.
Did you watch football all weekend long?
I did. It's my job.
Yeah.
Now, part of that I don't remember because it was with Key at the country club, but still.
Yeah.
Now, I watched a lot of
Cappy
football.
Was on a boat. I'm on a boat.
Yo.
Were you wearing the captain's hat?
I was not.
Yeah. But
I was not the captain.
The boys on the boat were watching football, and the girls were up dancing and drinking, and then she came down and she's like, are you really going to watch football all day on this boat?
That's true.
There's a concert outside.
That happened. There was a Tim McGraw concert.
Tim McGraw? Like actually Tim McGraw?
Yeah, like actually.
Or like a fake Tim McGraw?
No, the real dude.
Yeah, he was at Yamava.
Yeah.
I think you can get the real one now these days.
I was not at Yamava, but he was.
Yeah, I was going to go to it. I wanted to go to it.
No, this was at a concert called Boots in the Park down in San Diego, and so it was right there on the water, and we were on this really, really
Boots
insane...
in the Park?
Yeah, wasn't there just a Boots in the Park when we, not girlfriend Lisa and I, were down there?
I feel like there was also...
There's a lot of Boots in the Park
going on. Yeah, it was kind of a weird thing how they had this concert twice.
It doesn't matter.
Is that like Pants on the Ground?
No, it's a Boots in the Park. Go ahead.
Pants on the Ground is different.
Do you remember
that's a
that?
Whole
Pants
different
on
series?
The ground?
Yeah,
that's a way old
from American
old
Idol
callback.
Yeah,
I don't.
You never. Oh, dude.
Pants on the Ground.
Pants on the ground.
Yeah.
Go find that. Find that.
It's yeah. A, now.
So I used to love American Idol when they. Honestly, the only thing I used to like about American Idol was like the first episode or two when they would do all the bad singers,
mm-hmm.
like William Hung, right? Remember him? So there
yeah,
was,
but he had an album.
Yeah,
Bill Hung.
So they had this old dude. Who did this like rap
Bill Hung.
That was called Pants on the Ground. And it was really like, it was just an old cranky dude. And he didn't like when people were wearing their pants on their ground, I guess. If Lindsay can find it, it would be a funny, funny throwback.
But I feel like I want to hear some William Hung now. Wasn't he the one that went,
she bangs.
Yeah.
He did the Ricky Martin song.
Yeah.
Ricky.
What I wouldn't give to go back to 2003.
Yeah? Why?
Yeah. I'd do a lot of things different.
Would you?
Yeah.
Let's see. This is 2022.
What were you doing in 2003?
Me?
You were rolling with BR in San Diego?
She got BR.
Yeah. Let's see. I had
Hacksaw
one kid.
Hacksaw was still rolling in the afternoon.
Kids.
Double
yeah.
X Sports Radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Rancho Penasquitos, hello. Show me your lightning bolts.
That was early. I got to San Diego in 2001, so that was real early.
Yeah. You're doing mornings probably.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah.
I sure was.
You're moving around like you can't move your neck either.
All right, we got him.
Oh, let me hear Pants on the Ground real quick.
Oh, I know this.
My favorite part is that laugh.
So into
I believe that was Randy Jackson just like howling with laughter during that.
Yep.
Yes.
What year do you think that was?
Oh, that's easily like early days of American Idol. So it's got to be like 10.
2010, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, all right, back to you now. Let's concentrate on you. Let's focus on you. Great hair day. Phenomenal
hair
day.
Wait, but we still haven't found out what the hell's your problem.
I don't have a problem.
Rachel's
I really don't.
Rachel's posting a lot of content.
Get back to that.
Right. Yeah.
A lot now, of content without you.
Let's ask the ladies. Laura, if Rachel's posting a lot of content without Cappy, what do you think the issue there is potentially?
She's trolling him.
Trolling me?
Yeah. She wants, because when women, well, I don't want to say all women, but in this case, we'll play the bit, right? When she's posting a lot of things without you, it's like, I don't need you.
And they sometimes post a lot of stories to see if you're looking at it.
Yeah.
And that's when I purposely Don't look at it.
Mm.
Then how do you know
I
it's
there? I do
that
there?
Too. Because you see it.
Because you see a little circle.
And I'll be like, nah, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
Yeah. Not having it. Nah. So you think I'm being trolled.
Yeah. What if they put a little close friends on the circle, the green circle?
No, then I'm definitely not looking
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or because I'll look at it from my burner. Friends. Keyshawn's account.
Oh, really?
And then I'll block them so they
Cappy,
can't see.
You need a burner.
I do need a burner.
You should do a Hacksaw Instagram. I be your burner.
No, but you have two accounts, I think.
I have a private locked account for the family. Yes.
See, I want to have, maybe I'll create like some kind of a Sedano burner.
So it's not a burner, so it's just a locked account.
Okay. The funny thing, though, is when he started the locked account, him and I weren't friends, so I'm not part of that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I only get the main ESPN one.
Then just request, I'll request you right now. I didn't know that.
It's just been out of tradition.
Because there's so many people that are in there.
Not me.
Work-wise. But that's it. If you're like not like someone I actually know in person, like you're not getting in there.
So you were watching football, because that's your job,
on
Sunday.
Go to Blue Star on that one.
Yeah.
At the country club.
Yeah. No, that was Saturday night.
With Key.
Yeah, but that morning, I was keeping track on the golf course of the games, because that's my job.
Okay.
Saturday night, we watched three games, because that's our job.
Mm-hmm. What'd you watch?
USC-Stanford, Tennessee game, and what was the game after?
Tennessee game. Can't you say the Pitt-Tennessee game?
No, the Tennessee
game. Give me some love.
Tennessee game.
Tennessee game. They won. To the victor goes the spoils.
Yeah.
Plus, a lot of highlights were going on about the Marshall game, beating Notre Dame, because he liked that.
Okay.
Then we watched some night game. That's all foggy. Then I watched every game on Sunday, because that's my job.
Where were you?
At home.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Sundays are at home for NFL, because that's even on a non-Ram Sunday, it's still my job to know it all.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a problem this weekend. I was just telling George and Lindsay.
Yeah, can you tell us on the other side?
I can.
Yeah, let's do that. Plus, I also want to get into, I was going to get into Monday Night Football, but literally Ireland did everything we were going to do
in
the first segment.
Like, why?
Hey, George, let me play something for you.
Yeah.
Hashtag lit, baby.
But what we will talk about is, oh, your boy Russell Westbrook.
Oh, you think there's something to this story, huh?
Oh, there's something going on. I think there is something bubbling, is what I would say. This real estate deal, let's call it.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Shinano and Cap, Live Imaging Tuesday, on this day in 1986, the number one hit, Berlin.
Oh, hit the post.
Love this song.
Take My Breath Away. It won the Academy Award for Best Song in 1986.
Yeah, was this in Maverick too?
No, I think.
Well, it had to be in something, because it won the best song.
Top Gun, yes.
No, the original, but I'm saying, was it in the second one? I don't remember.
They did a background instrumental rendition of it
there
at
was?
One point.
No. It's on streaming now, the Maverick.
The song?
Maverick.
Oh, Maverick.
Yeah, Top Gun Maverick. Yeah, you were right, by the way. William Hung, third season of American Idol back in
I remember my old morning
2004.
Show bits, Fox morning show. By the way, what was I going to say?
Tell me.
Oh, do you remember the Jessica Simpson redo of this? Also
it
in
was
like
so 03. Bad.
No, easy now. There's nothing that Jessica ever did that was bad.
It was bad.
03, 04, she was dropping this.
Really?
The redo.
I love Jessica Simpson. Loved her on Newlyweds.
I don't remember.
The only thing I remember about Jessica Simpson was in her marriage with Nick Lachey, they had a reality show, right?
Yeah, oh, I love it.
Yeah, Newlyweds.
Newlyweds.
And then there was a, they had an episode of The Dutch Oven.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Where she was farting under the covers.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Not him?
No.
And her dad had this weird thing with the kid. It was weird.
Wasn't that also the one where they talked about buffalo wings and she thought they were...
No. Chicken of the sea.
No, that was also a thing, though.
Was the buffalo wings? Yeah, I don't remember all.
She was like, are buffalo wings from Buffalo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
didn't she get like a nicotine addiction because of the gum thing?
I don't know.
Recently? I don't know that.
I had a Jessica addiction and I had a Nick addiction, too.
Yeah,
I
liked Nick, huh?
I got to meet him. He was listening to our national morning show at the time. So he came on Best Damn. Uh-huh. We were all there. She's like, yeah, man, I listened to your show. I was like, hi, Nick, I love you. I think that's where the voice.
98 degrees?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
98 degrees and rising at times.
And rising.
And rising.
Really?
Here, you want to hear Jessica Simpson's version?
Yeah, I do.
Sure, why not?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know you were going to hear this on a Tuesday afternoon, did you?
Not
on a live imaging Tuesday.
Well, it hasn't hit the hook.
I mean, it's supposed to be.
Whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
No.
She's married and like, no, I think John knows her husband. Plays golf with her.
Really?
Yeah, plays golf.
He's a former hockey player, right? And
something like
player?
That. Sounds good to me.
I didn't know that. Married to a hockey player, huh?
Yeah, it's not as good looking back. I think it was just my love for her
at
the time.
I told you. I mean, she looks great in the video.
Oh, the
but,
video
you know.
Was amazing.
Eric Johnson?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Take my breath.
That's
away.
Who she's married to? Former tight end in the NFL.
Oh, come on, Cappy.
Different guy.
You and I
different
could be guy. On the dance floor, and I could be whispering
this
in my ear. In
your
Who's
ear? Leading, you or me?
Me.
You are?
I'm the big spoon. Take my breath away.
You're the what?
You're the
big,
big
spoon.
You are, huh?
Speaking of dancing, Saturday night at the Sunset Room in Hacienda Heights, party, party, oh, party, a little birthday celebration for myself and corporate Greg Bergman. We're going to post the details on Twitter soon, but come on out. The Sunset Room is going to be popping.
So the community wants to know, I guess there's an LAFC match going on.
Tonight.
Fake Mario?
Right.
Yeah.
Tonight, LAFC takes on Minnesota. With four games remaining in the regular season and a chance to win the Western Division.
Yeah. So
right. I think that does sound like the Open that is playing right now on the app.
Where can they listen to the show then?
On 7:10 a.m.
Or they can watch us on YouTube. I'll tell the community to watch us on YouTube.
Hey, that's a good idea. I want to mention that really quick. You should be subscribing to the ESPN LA YouTube channel, and here's why. Like today, when Travis and Slee were doing Super Crosstalk with Mason and Ireland and Momo was in, I got a push notification from YouTube that said, hey, watch Super Crosstalk because I'm a subscriber. So everybody should subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Push it to the limit.
So Cappy and I were discussing, we'll discuss during the show today because I feel like we should have this discussion as a family here amongst the five of us.
By the way, I got to go finish LAFC imaging soon. So.
Oh, you do?
Dude, I'll help you.
Yeah, Mario can do it.
Mario's going to come in. He said when they go to break, he's going to come in because I said we need like a Cap and Mario off.
I'm done till like play-by-play opens done, so we're good for about 30 minutes. I got to go back.
You got to do stuff for real? I thought Mario does all that.
It's part of my job, just like watching football on the weekend.
On Sundays, all day Sunday.
Why did I come in here if you're not going to be in here the whole time?
That was sweet.
That was nice.
I fought traffic to get here.
That was nice, but I said, hey, I always come in on Tuesdays.
Right.
Because I like live imaging Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you were not really planning on coming in today.
I was going to be here Monday and Wednesday, but whatever.
And so you gave up yesterday.
Yeah.
You're in today.
Yeah.
Probably not going to be in tomorrow.
No, not anymore.
Coming in Thursday?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm coming in on Thursday.
Maybe.
Why? What are you doing Thursday? What's up?
Well, Thursday night.
He's got something going on.
He's got something.
Right.
Yeah.
Something's brewing.
This is why I can't go to the Sunset Room on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Even though I have
said. Are you buying Russell Westbrook's house?
I am not.
Oh.
But I have said on record, let it be known, that, and let it be written.
Yeah.
Let it be stated.
Yeah.
That the Sunset Room has a top five burger on planet Earth.
Like a few months ago, it was the greatest burger.
It was the greatest burger.
Yeah, it's top five.
But now it's top five.
Top five burger on the planet Earth.
You said it was the greatest.
It was top 10 back then.
Oh, see? Very good. Thank you, Laura. Yeah. Now it's top five. It's advanced up the
polls. I feel like you said it was the greatest burger you've ever had.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah. By the way, Travis at Sleepwood today, there was a lot of topics about the AMPM cheeseburger.
You like AMPM cheeseburgers?
I've never had one, but Travis is a big advocate, apparently.
I don't ever get
I don't eat gas station food.
Yeah.
Well, I do. That breakfast burrito in the valley.
No, every time I've done it, I've regretted it.
No, not me. Anyway, go ahead.
You were saying, George. By the way, excuse me. Lindsay, is this keto popcorn?
Yeah, I mean, it's
What's the difference between regular popcorn and keto popcorn?
So, I mean, it doesn't have as many carbs.
I don't know how they do that.
And it doesn't have, there's still carbs. It's just not as much. It doesn't have sugar.
I would ask to try it, but the keto snack was not brought to me.
Here, have some. It's damn good. This is some really good popcorn.
No, I'm good right now.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's whole grain.
It's
going to
get in my mouth and my throat, and then
I'm worried that I'm going to choke at some point during the show.
Yeah.
Especially
when you do the Mario voice. Do it again.
Tonight in Minnesota, with 4 games remaining in the regular season.
I choked once on the air. And Trudell did nothing. I could literally like the Heimlich maneuver. Here, I'll let you hear it. Excuse me. I get it. Hold on, I got a cough. Go ahead, Trudell, talk. I was like dying. I had like an almond in my mouth or something.
Yeah, that'll always get you. An almond, bad idea for on air.
So Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
House going up for sale, 30 mil.
Yep.
Something? Nothing? Nope. Or everything?
Nah.
What?
Nah.
Oh, come on.
Nah.
Get out of here.
Wait, so you think that because Russell Westbrook puts up his $30 million house, where is this, in Brentwood, did I read?
Yeah.
That automatically indicates that he's selling his house because he knows he's moving out of town.
Yeah, probably.
Nah, I don't buy it.
Okay.
Here's why, though.
What did I tell you a few weeks ago?
What'd you tell me? Tell me. Tell me what you told me.
The first 10 to 20 games of the season will determine Russell Westbrook's future as a Laker.
So what do you think he's going to do, sell his house and rent an apartment?
He doesn't need to rent an apartment. It's Los Angeles. He can rent a mansion.
Well, that's what I'm getting at is look, to me, he's from L.A.
Yeah.
This is home base for him, whether he plays for the Lakers or he plays for the Grizzlies. It doesn't really matter where he plays in the NBA. This is his home. This is where he comes in the offseason. This is where he lives.
Right, but he can get a place anywhere.
Yeah, but just because you're selling your house, that means that automatically you're moving? That's what you took away from that? Moving out of L.A. because you're not going to play for the Lakers?
I think that if you're going to have less assets in Los Angeles, it's probably because you're not going to be in Los Angeles for much longer.
Yeah, but that makes us all. Do you know that he's planning on selling this house and not buying something else?
No, he could still buy something else, but my guess is it won't be $30 million.
Or maybe it's more.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
I mean, think about it like this. Hey, this season, what's my salary going to be this year? $47 million. Mm-hmm. You know what? This $30 million house is not enough for me. I'm a $47 million a year ball player. This is not enough, this $30 million. I'm selling this piece of crap.
Well, he's probably not going to be a $47 million ball player much longer.
Right. Well, I'm going to sell this thing right here.
If we're being honest.
And I'm going to buy something even bigger and better. Or maybe I'm choosing to downsize a little bit.
Right.
Maybe I don't need a $30 million house. Maybe a $20 million house would do just fine.
Right.
I know that like when you see a listing in a story.
Do you want to make a bet?
Bet on what?
That he's not here before the end of the trade deadline?
When's he in?
I mean, you did hear what Ramona said yesterday, too.
What'd she say?
She said that she heard that he is not actively seeking a trade, but he is definitely open to the idea of a trade.
Yeah. I don't blame him. I mean, do you guys blame him for seeking or being open to a trade? I mean, he's clearly not wanted, right? That feeling of not being wanted. If they don't want me, why do I want to be with them?
Yeah.
So I guess my thought is it just because he puts his house up for sale, many people immediately jump to a conclusion.
I don't think that it's just that. I think it's all the things that have led up to that and now that.
Wonder how long he's had this house. Does it say how long he's owned the house?
I don't know.
I mean, I wonder if he bought it when he came to the Lakers or maybe he's had this house for a long time.
Maybe.
You know, maybe he's figuring, you know what? I don't love this neighborhood anymore. LeBron lives down the road. I want to live in a different part of LA.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have my own part of town.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to live in LeBron's neighborhood. I want to live in my neighborhood.
Right.
I want my own spot.
But do you want to make that bet? Trade deadline?
That he will be here?
Whether he's here or not, trade deadline.
Not really.
No?
Nah, I don't really care. I would hope that he would be here.
Yeah.
I mean.
Do you?
Yeah, for the fun of it.
Oh.
You know me, dude. I want the drama. I want the story. I want the post-game press conferences.
Yeah, but remember by last year, by that time of year, we were already kind of like, bro.
Well, we were kind of over it.
Yeah.
You know, it went from, yay, Brody's home, yay.
Why that voice? I'm just curious.
Because that was like my fan voice.
Oh.
Yay, Brody's coming home.
Yeah.
Yay, we're going to win a championship.
Why don't you do the LAFC winning a championship?
All right, wait a second.
Fake Mario.
Mario, hello, Mario. Sayuros, my friend. How are you, darling?
I want to hear.
What's goody?
So we have real Mario versus fake Mario here.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
The fans love when you do that.
Yeah.
I see it all over my Twitter.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there goes Cappy. Doing the voice again.
Who's LAFC? Minnesota, right?
Black and gold.
Minnesota United. Yeah. Go ahead, Cappy.
Minnesota United against the black and gold.
That was actually not one of your best
No,
yeah. You need to usually do it more breathy.
Yeah,
you know?
I would say that you got a little nervous that really? Mario was in here.
Yeah, I don't want him to kick my ass.
He kicked your ass.
Right, I don't need him to kick my ass here today.
It's a midweek.
It's a midweek.
Western Conference Clash.
Western Conference Clash.
There you go.
It's the black and gold against Minnesota FC.
Wait, I wish people could. I know the people on the YouTube channel can see your eyes. They're like
this
popping out of your
watching.
Head. Why, Mario's are not. Why are yours popping out of your
because
head?
Because I'm getting really excited about the black and gold.
Yo, Cap, you might have a future in this radio stuff.
Seriously.
You might have a future in this.
I ask Mario all the time, would you please email me the entire script? And this way I can perform it. You know?
Yeah, we should do that.
I wish
you mentioned the wrong player. Sometimes you mention like Chicharito.
Yeah, like Chicharito with the black and gold. And he don't even play for the black and gold, does
no,
he?
No, negative, negative.
How about this? How about this? Ben Roethlisberger on the black and gold. Because you see like Steelers.
Black and gold,
Steelers?
Yeah. It's actually black and yellow for them.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Right, exactly.
All right, here we go. All right, Chris has just handed it to
the
me.
The script, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Here's the Mario. Here it is.
You ready? All right. After suffering their fourth straight road loss just days ago, the Black and Gold are back at it again today in another critical match away from home.
Hey, don't take my day job.
Yeah.
Chill. Relax.
Today, LAFC have a chance to clinch the number one seed in the West and a spot in the CONCACAF Champions League.
Oh, I like how you said CONCACAF.
CONCACAF, there we go.
Yeah. It's a midweek clash in St. Paul, Minnesota. LAFC versus Minnesota United. Here's Dave Delhomme.
Yeah.
Denholm.
Yeah, him too. Yeah. The black and gold.
There you go.
There you go.
So, Mario, people can listen to it on the app, correct?
Right now we're on the app.
Yeah.
Why are they on the app when Sedano and Cap are not on the app?
Because we're going for the number one seed in the West with a win today.
There with only go. Four games remaining
That's
in the
right.
season.
That's right. I got to go, guys. I'm back. I got to go back to work.
See you later, Mario. Real Mario, fake Mario. Great job. All right. We can continue this Russell Westbrook conversation on the other side. Plus, we got some other stuff.
Like what?
So remember the story about Derek Carr being the mother bleeper Tom Brady was talking about, according to Gronk?
Yep.
Well, there's another former quarterback, or now a recently retired quarterback, who said today he believes he's the actual mother bleeper, that Derek Carr would be off the hook. We'll tell you who in 90 seconds.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Come on, Cappy.
I don't know the words, but I'm jamming with you.
Marley Marl.
Hands are up in the air like I don't just care. Or the other way around.
Shinano and Cap live every Tuesday.
With the hat to match.
You're going to keep going?
No, you can go.
On this day in 1990. Cappy.
What?
On this day in 1994, Notorious B.I.G. released his classic debut album, Ready to Die.
Oh.
Well, you didn't know that was the name of the album?
I didn't know that was the name of the album, no.
Yeah, him and Tupac had this obvious obsession with their own passing, and a lot of the titles of the albums reflected that.
But see, Cappy, you couldn't do this to them.
Couldn't
no,
what?
Do not that'd, do that.
That would be
don't
bad.
Even do it right now on video. I'm not even joking. Don't do that.
Well, they'll come after Cappy, not me.
What am I? I haven't done anything. What did I
just
do?
Say don't do it.
I ain't worried about it. Maybe that'll help my neck.
Yeah, don't do it. Yeah, they were both a little preoccupied with their own mortality.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
Tupac's still alive.
You believe that? I mean,
yes, I do.
The coroner in Las Vegas in Nevada would tell you that's not the case.
So
I think he's still alive.
When I say that I don't believe that there was this big volcano explosion and lava took over this town and killed everybody and everything, and I'm a little skeptical about Pompeii really actually being a thing.
Yeah.
Like everybody's like, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? That really happened. That's history. That's the world.
Do you believe we didn't land on the moon either and it was like the Mojave Desert and it was a fake video?
No, I always believed that we actually did land on the moon.
Okay.
Do you?
Because there are people that believe that though, what I just told you.
But I mean, you think Tupac's still around, huh?
What is he? You think he's like in a Caribbean island somewhere?
Yeah, there's been plenty of sightings of him. He's aged very well. Yeah, there has been. There's been a lot of them. I'll send you guys the links.
Oh boy,
there's been a lot of them. Trust me.
Sightings of him actually, not the hologram, but him.
No, him.
Not unsighted.
No sightings.
Oh,
right. And is the Earth flat?
Are you asking me if I think the Earth is flat? Of course not.
No.
What do you think she is, Kyrie?
Well, I mean, listen, when you believe these urban legends, you know, maybe you believe all of them across the board.
No, you don't have to believe them all.
There's a lot of, if you looked into it, Cap, there's a lot of reasons why he would fake his death. You know?
No, I don't.
People were after him.
Why would he?
I mean, you know why he got supposedly killed, right?
Wait, is this like a normal thing everybody knows?
If you were alive back then, you knew about East versus West.
That's why you'd fake your own death and you'd go on living the rest of your life like in hiding.
Well, he believed they were gonna kill him. He made songs about this, so they were gonna kill him anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No color lines, Captain. No color lines.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I don't know.
What do you say if somebody comes up to you and says, "Show me your colors"? I taught you this on Friday.
Don't do it.
What do you mean, show
me your
colors?
You say, I ain't got no colors, yo.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing a black T-shirt.
No, you can't say that.
Yeah. No? No
I ain't colors. Got no colors, yo.
Oh, that's what you say?
Say it right now.
All right, I ain't got no colors, yo. How's that? I ain't got no colors, yo, other than black and gold.
For the LAFC. So, anywho.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so remember the other day, let's just backtrack a little bit. So, like a year ago, almost, months ago, Pro Football Talk had this story about Tom Brady allegedly saying that he was going to go to a team that wasn't the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but they got out that he said, but they decided to stick with this mother bleeper, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Can you believe they decided to stick with that mother bleeper over me? And then everyone assumed it was Derek Carr. I remember filling in for Max that day and asking Jeff Darlington, like, you know Tom Brady really well. Like, you actually talked to this guy. Like, is Derek Carr the mother bleeper? And he's just kind of laughing. Ha, ha, ha. I don't know. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. So anyway, we find out Gronk a couple weeks ago on the UFC broadcast, because Dana White brings it up in a story, that Derek Carr, in fact, was the mother bleeper that Tom Brady was talking about. Now, plot twist, apparently Ryan Fitzpatrick, do we have the audio?
Sure do.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, former quarterback of like 17,000 teams, believes that he is the mother bleeper and said this to the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz today.
Ryan, there was about a two-week stretch where internet sleuths discovered an old clip of Tom Brady alluding to a motherfucker that was playing over him in a certain location. For 2 weeks, the internet was convinced you were the motherfucker Tom Brady was referring to, until 2 weeks later, it was discovered, no, maybe the motherfucker was Derek Carr.
Jeez.
What were those 2 weeks like?
I think I still am. I think I still am that guy. But you know, if you go back to that again, that's before the 2019 season, where the Dolphins are trying to, you know, assemble a roster that is going to help them get a better draft pick the next year. So it's not like that was going to be an attractive situation for Tom anyway. So I'm not sure what the, you know, why he was so upset about it. But I still to this day believe that I am that mother.
Were you insulted by that, hurt by that, or you just sort of shrug your shoulders and say, well, he has been beating me in the division for about 18 years, so maybe I am that mother.
Yeah, I tried to get my wife to make a few T-shirts so I could wear them around. We were just trying to figure out with all the kids around which letters to blank out.
It sounds like you're more offended at the thought of you not being the mother than being the mother.
I like it. It's a good nickname.
See, that's the approach that Derek Carr should have taken.
Nah, he's too uptight.
He is so uptight.
He is way too uptight,
dude. Ryan Fitzpatrick,
dude,
is not the mother bleeper. It's absolutely Derek Carr, because we've now found this out from Gronk and Dana White. I don't care what. Ryan Fitzpatrick, I love the fact that he wants to be the mother bleeper,
right?
But he's not the mother bleeper. But that's how Derek Carr should have handled it.
I feel the same way. I would be offended if I were Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, that I'm the mother bleeper and I want to be the mother bleeper.
Right.
And I'm offended that now you're telling me that I'm not the mother bleeper.
We have exclusive audio of Tom Brady right now to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ready?
Yeah.
Wrong, mother. There you go.
There it is.
You're the wrong mother bleeper.
But I guess this is not exactly like breaking news, but the storyline apparently was, and this is a couple years ago, where the Dolphins were trying to fire Brian Flores, their coach.
Right. They basically were going to do like a package deal, like Brady was. Well, here's the thing. They were trying to get Brady to come to Miami, and Flores had a relationship with him. He was supposed to meet with him on some boat with the owner.
Flores wouldn't do it. So the owner got TO'd, still met with Tom anyway because he got a relationship with him from Michigan, allegedly.
Yep.
Right? And then allegedly, you know, I don't know the exact story, so excuse me if I'm a little wrong. But the he just got, at the beginning of the season, they got docked a first-round pick because of tampering. And apparently, according to the Boston Globe, the story was that Brady was going to then be a package deal with Sean Payton
right.
to be go to the Dolphins.
Well, I've heard from what I would call...
Your sources.
I would call them extremely reliable sources.
So you're the NFL insider now. You're Adam Schefter.
I mean, right now, I guess, based on this story, if that's what you want to call me.
Yeah.
My sources have told me that, yeah, it was a done deal. That it was a Peyton and Brady to the Dolphins deal. But then, once the allegations...
This is post-Derek Carr being the mother bleeper.
Right. But then yes. the allegations of...
Flores.
For Flores.
Yeah, kind of threw a wrench
into
all
of it. And the league says to Jeffrey Ross, the owner of the team...
Stephen Ross.
Stephen Ross, excuse me.
Yeah, Jeffrey Ross is the comedian. The roast master. General. Yes.
Shout out to you, Jeffrey Ross. Yeah. I know you're out there listening this afternoon.
Yeah.
The league says to Stephen Ross, the owner of the team, no... You've just had an African-American coach that's got all these allegations against you, so you're not going and hiring Sean Payton. You're going to find a minority candidate to fill the job. And that's what they did, is they wound up finding a gentleman who is also...
Mike McDaniel is part minority. Yes.
I mean, he looks white, but his family history is that he's got, you know, African-American side of the family.
Yeah.
So Listen, when I tell you I was told by a very, very, very reliable source.
Very, very reliable.
No, three verys.
Oh, very, very, very reliable.
Correct. Not just very, very.
Oh, okay. I mean,
three verys.
Whatever.
Okay. Very, very, very reliable source.
Yeah.
That it was going to be Peyton and Brady to the Dolphins. It was a done deal.
Yeah.
And then the whole Flores thing happened, and the NFL was like, you're not hiring Peyton. You're going to find a minority candidate. Now, do I think it's 100% true? Based on the person who told it to me? Darn right, I believe it's true. Hmm. Can't tell you who it was, though.
Oh. We just have to rely upon you.
My three varies. Yeah, my three varies.
Yeah. Okay.
If I gave you two varies, you might have a little doubt.
Okay.
Three varies?
All right.
Telling you right now.
Okay.
Came from as close to the horse's mouth as there is.
Oh, that close.
That close.
Are your varies like Sedano's morsels?
Good question.
Well, I mean, very isn't very... I mean, if you're going three varies, there's not a morsel there.
That's
true.
You're
definitively saying...
Mm-hmm. I am definitively saying that I was told by a person who was deeply involved in this whole situation that it was Peyton and Brady to the Dolphins until the Flores thing happened and the league said, uh-uh, not happening, pal.
Was it your boyfriend, Tom Brady?
It was not, but if you keep asking me about my boyfriends, you might find one of them who might have told me that.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Coming up next, speaking of the quarterback position, a former Rams coach has gone all in on a young first-round quarterback pick. We'll tell you who said what in just a moment. It's a whodunit on Sedano and Cap.